hilarious. Anyway, all right. What is that? If anybody has a question that they just would really like to get answered somehow, some way, what is the best, you know, how do I find out pricing? What is the best pricing? I will specifically address those questions if you have them. If not, I will just kind of run through what I have always done and ordered, I don't know where we stand, you know, and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of products over this last 8 years from Conklin, you know, how I basically, you know, get my pricing and, you know, if I need to get pricing on. But so basically what I've always done, from the beginning is it's very simple. All coatings, base coat and top coat, will be approximately 2 gallons per square. You know, so automatically, if I have a 10,000 square foot roof, I just double it up. 100 square times 2 is 200. So I need 200 gallons of coatings. The seams, as far as seams go, we can specifically figure that all out, you know, 3 foot wide on a, well, a, you know, whatever your building is, you kind of have to know what the width is and how many horizontal seams. So you got to kind of figure that out. But I always figure about 2 gallons of base coat per 100 lineal feet of seams. And then I, for myself, just a rule of thumb, I always get about, you know, three buckets of 2 gallon buckets of quick caulk, and about 3 buckets of fasten the grade quick caulk. And rule of thumb on for my end on the Conklin end case primer is 1 gallon for 325 square feet. So I just take the 325, divide it into 10,000, and gives me my gallons, and that's what I ordered. So then if I want pricing to know exactly what my cost is and shipping and everything, I'll just call the Conklin, I think it's 952 number, a sales center number, and call up, and I'll just let them know that I want to talk to the sales center. And when I get to the sales center, I'll just let them know, hey, there's my IBO number, or the account number was Conklin, and I want to put a work order together. And they'll start a work order for you specific to the job that you're bidding. And I just rattle out what I need, you know, 200 gallons of, you know, basically that's 4 55-gallon drums of Puma XL or 1 mini tote of Puma XL, and just give them a list of what I want, and they'll calculate everything and say, here's your cost. And then they'll give you a work order number, and you'll just file it away with your bid, the work order number. Once it comes through, all you have to do is call Conklin up and say, hey, this job's ready to go. Here's the work order number that goes with that job, and they'll place the order then, and you just release, you know, just have it shipped right to where you need to go, and that's pretty much it. That's always the way I've done it. So I've never had a problem. I don't think maybe once, or I don't even know. I don't think it's even twice that Conklin ever got my order wrong in 8 years of doing ordering materials from them. So they've really
that's
got
awesome.
The system down up there. So that's pretty much what I do, Jonathan. I just keep
okay.
it simple. <You know?
laughs> That's great. Well, you know, for those on the call, just so you know.
Go ahead.
What was that? I'll remember my thing. I was going to add how they can find some of this information, but go ahead.
I was just going to say the reason that you want to call Conklin for a specific order, sometimes you might have a 4,000 square foot MR job. or you might have a 30,000 square foot job. There's going to be a significant price difference in your coatings if you order 30,000 versus a 4,000 square foot roof. You want to always keep that in mind. And then if you're not in the preferred contractor bracket, then that also makes a difference, you know. So it's kind of important to get that those pricings down correctly for your jobs, because it'll reflect on your profit margin on the end. Now, if you all you guys are on, that are on the call here become preferred master contractors, you automatically get full discount the following year if you order a tube of caulk, or if you order 55 gallons, or if you order $100,000 worth of products. It really doesn't make any difference. You get full that discount is 23%, man. I tell you what, every one of you should work really, really hard this year to become preferred master contractors, because it will put dollars in your pocket next year.
Right. So to become a preferred master contractor, you only need $125,000 worth of product. And how many roofs would you say that would be, Sam? Or how many square feet, if that's easier?
To get to $125,000 worth of products, you can do a, let's just rule of thumb, it's going to be 100,000 square feet. 1,000 square feet of roof.
Okay. So there you go. And just put that in numbers. You know, I'm actually working with one of our contractors right now that's putting out a mailing on top of the other marketing they did this year, because they want to make sure they keep their discount. To him, that discount is easily worth $25,000, $30,000, because if he doesn't get that 23% discount next year, you know, he's going to order over $100,000 worth of product and then lose about, you know, 23,000 plus on his orders. And there's also volume discounts. That's what Sam was talking about, you know, whether it's 5,000 or $30,000 worth. And then there's free freight you can qualify for to have a $20,000 order. And then the other thing that adds up is management commissions. Even if you're not interested in making Conklin Mentorship your main income, even just having two people that you sponsor will get you 5% back on not everything that they buy only, but also everything that you buy. And that gets added right on top, you know, of everything else.
That's actually hard cash in your pocket once a month.
Right. Yeah, it
Yeah,
gets paid to you
that 5%.
personally. It's not a discount, it's a full rebate right in your bank account.
I'm telling you what, your wife loves that 5%. If you say, "Honey, I got 5% coming back on my $50,000 order. That's $2,500." Man, she could do a really good shopping spree with $2,500. I'm telling you, she'll love you to no end.
So, you know, going back to, you know, like coverage rates and how to figure out how much product, you know, going back to what Sam said specifically about the, you know, the encased primer, you know, how does he know that there's, what is it, 325 feet per gallon, Sam? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 325 square feet per gallon.
So the way he got that was going off the spec sheets, which you can get off of Conklin.com. There's a document library. You can look up any product. But if you want to get it all in one place, it's actually on our website under the About Us. If you just hover over About Us and then go down to Conklin Roofing Systems, you can click on the list and it'll have everything right there, just one click away. It's all smartphone friendly. And another really cool, we actually have two cool documents that will help it go even faster. There's one that Conklin puts out where it shows you the per square feet pricing of each product, you know, right down to the penny, you know, how much is Rapid Roof Top Coat going to cost you for, you know, each square foot. You can quickly find that out. Obviously, it's not going to include your volume discounts, preferred contractor discounts, training discounts, or management commissions. But it is a very quick reference. And then we also have an Excel spreadsheet that's very slick. Like for instance, I'm going to go over here to the Puma Excel. If I go on Puma Excel and I just go down to say 44,000 square feet, it tells me right there I'm going to need 20 barrels, and I don't even need to do a work order for that. It'll tell me that, 20 times, the going rate of Puma XL is going to be about $42,000. So you can
Hey,
quickly
Jonathan.
figure that out. Yeah.
On a side note, guys, on these spreadsheets that we're talking about, when you find them and you don't like digging through a website, simply click on it and save it to your desktop or to your phone home screen. That is right there. All you have to do is open your home screen and it's right there.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Go
and
ahead.
for those that are listening to the recording or even on the phone now, if you just send me a quick email or hit me up on Facebook, I'll send you direct links to these files, where you can get the list of roofing systems to see, how much product you're supposed to put down per square foot as mandated by, the Conklin warranty program, and the quick sheet that shows you the per square foot pricing of each product, or this Excel spreadsheet where you go down to, how many square feet you have, and it tells you exactly how many barrels to order. I've got it all right here. And the other thing I wanted to mention is, if you're like me and you're not really a fan of the phone, if you email orders at conklin.com, that's the email address, orders at conklin.com, your IBO number and the list of product you need and where it's shipping. They'll calculate it all. You can tell them, hey, give me a call when you got the final number. You don't have to, potentially wait on hold for 2 or 3 minutes. You just send it off to them. And that's the way I prefer to do it, but I know not everybody likes to email. Some people would rather, talk on the phone, but I'd rather type it out than, talk to someone and go through, each product and have them confirm the product number. And, it's just a little bit faster that way for me.
I think it's a good way to do it too.
Yeah, so those are, some of the basics. Sam, maybe it would be good for you just to kind of talk about, what your standard MR system costs, or, just for those that haven't actually done a job yet, so they have an idea of maybe what you do personally, with all your discounts, and, so that they have something to strive for. And then also what you sell those jobs for, so they have an idea on profit and how many days it would take.
I give some averages, I guess,
Sure.
I think the last time I figured it up as far as an MR system goes, I was less than $1 a foot for the materials with my all my product discounts and no freight, because if you order $20,000 worth of stuff, you have no freight. So, which is very, very, I'm telling you guys, that's very competitively, that's a very competitive price for the quality of products that we have, for something that you can give up to an 18-year warranty for under $1 a foot for materials. That is a good price. There's really no other company out there that will get you a price like that. And so very competitively priced. And then as far as what I bid my job, that depends a lot of how big the job is, how far I'm going to have to drive, kind of where I want to be. And sometimes it dictates also how desperate I am for a job. So, so there's some factors in the big God and that varies. So if I'd be a new guy and I really want to get a job, I would probably not offer a large warranty, but I might go like a 10 or 12 year warranty, just material warranty, and I might make it a little cheaper, And but if I'm working with a large company that I know a warranty is a big deal, I may go with a, if the metal's good, everything's pretty decent, really nice shape. Drainage is good. I might say, okay, I want an 18-year warranty, but in this warranty, I want a, if you want the labor warranty, I need to do an annual inspection on it, and that might cost you $500 for me to review your roof every year. Otherwise, it's going to be a 12-year warranty. you know.
Sure.
And that sounds good to a lot of building owners. Once you specified that, hey, you need to do an annual inspection for $500, I'll clean out the gutters, I'll make sure everything's good, and write off on it. No.
Well, I'd really like to bring some attention to what you said. So, you know, as far as the gutter cleaning, so yeah, it might sound like a lot to someone, you know, if you're charging $500, $800 just to come by, you know, and look at everything. But, you know, when you add value, like cleaning the gutters, pressure washing is needed, touching up with a little bit of caulk on, you know, an area that you see could use just a little more reinforcement than what's normal, or, you know, just something like that, and help them see that their roof is going to last potentially, you know, twice as long as the warranty, because that's just the minimum life expectancy. If you take care of your roof, just like you take care of your car, it'll last a lot longer. So that $500 that you're paying a month, or go ahead.
You brought up an absolutely, and that is, for the $500, you're giving value to them. You're, you know, you're cleaning out the gutter. You're making repairs where there's a repair needed. You know, up to a certain point. You know, I'm just saying up to a certain point. But you're on your roof, and you will catch if there's something going wrong with the roof quickly, and you'll be able to save you and your company big dollars by being on top of things. And the other selling point is, if they would have to call somebody to do a repair on that roof, that's going to cost them $1,500, man. So $500 is really nothing to get that extended 18-year warranty. But you just have to sell it. You've got to build value to it.
Right, and help them see that, you know, them spending the $500, which is really great for you. I mean, if you have even 10 roofs, if you're making, you know, that $5,000, just guaranteed income, driving around, you know, for a day or two, that's not so bad. But for the building owner, what you want them to understand is that they are saving money by paying that $500, having you, you know, clean out the gutter so there's proper drainage, they don't have ponding water. You know, just those little things that only may take an hour could save them, you know, that $500 could save them, you know, $5,000, or, you know, if they let it go on long enough, you know, over a period of 18 years, I mean, it could be much more than $5,000. Mm-hmm. If it's a big roof, it could be $50,000.
Yep. Just some points, you know, that I've integrated into my business. So.
Sure.
Anyway. Anybody have
Is anyone on the call?
Hey, it's Ruben here.
Yeah.
I had a question on maintenance contracts. Is there anyone in the group that would have a form that would be willing to share with the group?
I do. I can send you what we put together for my uncle.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Yeah, if you want to email that to me, that'd be great. We have an EPDM roof that they want an annual inspection done, and they wanted maintenance, so we just need a contract for that.
Sure.
talking about maintenance contracts to develop the business and this side of it, but I have been reading up on it, wanted to gear towards that. There's companies out there, and there's one specific company that do $5 million a year just in maintenance contracts, guys. $5 million a year they have under contract.
Guaranteed income, or virtually guaranteed.
That is
they don't
right.
have to sell the job. It's already
Absolutely.
sold.
Absolutely, and that's And I figured this could be big because this is on a military base.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that could be big.
And this company
that
that's...
Is that up in Fort McCoy?
Yes. And the company that's asking us, reached out to us to do the work, they're worldwide. They're in Texas, they're in California, they're in every state. So that's big.
Yeah.
If you want to look them up, it's J&J Worldwide Services.
Wow.
They look like they're in environmental environmental friendly company, so I'm thinking that's where the Energy Star rated products come in too.
Mhm. Yes, sir. Sounds like you got yourself a good lead there to leverage and learn how to leverage, Ruben.
Mhm.
Did we have any other questions?
Can I just, nobody has a question, maybe I just say a note, just a memo here at the last end, Jonathan?
Yeah.
You know, for everybody. I just want to share this with everybody out there. The roofing business, and sometimes a lot of business is this way, is not always easy. Sometimes it's simple, but it takes some hard work. It takes some dedication. It takes some willpower. It takes a serious commitment to see it through. Sometimes you get to the bottom of the barrel, you're like, holy smokes, this is really going to work. And I've been there, guys. I'm talking from experience. And I just want to share and encourage you guys that if you're there, then just keep moving forward, because there is a tremendous amount of work out there if we just get to the right connections. And if we're not there yet, I'm talking to myself here, if we're not there yet with enough work, we haven't made enough connections yet. And let's get out there. Let's hustle, make the connections, talk about what we do, and just do it day after day after day. And I'll guarantee you that you will succeed in this business. So anyway, that's just my short little memo of encouragement. And we'll see you guys on the other side, man.
All right. Well, thanks so much for sharing, Stan.
Thank you, Jonathan, and have a great night.